Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. We do not pay attention to an evil done to us in this new kingdom. We do not keep a record of wrongs done to us. We are not selfish or rude, and we cannot be made angry easily, but we are patient and kind to others. Luke 6:38 says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you." I'm just giving you some ways of the new kingdom. "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom." Now, that's the King James Version. The Easy Read says it like this: "Give to others, and you will receive. You will be given much. It will be poured into your hands, more than you can hold. You will be given so much that it will spill into your lap. The way you give to others is the way God will give to you." And y'all, he got plenty. Now, when I was growing up, I was told to get a good education so I can get a good job and take care of myself. It sounded like it all depended on me, and so I worked at it like that. It all depended on me. Now, please understand me. I'm not saying anything that there's anything wrong with getting a good education. There's nothing wrong with it, a good job, or even being an entrepreneur. But what I want you to understand, it's not dependent on you. You are not your source. 2 Thessalonians 3:10 says, "If a man do not work, he should not be allowed to eat." So you see, the Bible is in agreement with you working. Ephesians 4:28 says, "Whoever has been stealing must stop it and start working." Now listen to this part: "That he may have to give." It did not say so that he would have to take care of himself. "That he may have to give to him that is in need." My point is that we are not our source. We are in the kingdom of God, and God is our source. I can back it up with Philippians 4:19. "But my God," you know, the God you're in this new kingdom. So our God, my God, "shall supply all your needs, not according to how hard you work, not how smart you are, but it's according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." It's not all up to us. We in a new kingdom. Matthew 6:26 says this. It says, "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not a more value than a bird?" So it's not dependent on us to take care of ourselves. Follow the rules in this new kingdom. Now Romans 8:1. "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus." You know, you can do something wrong, and somebody may see you, and all they'll just talk about you and condemn you. And maybe nobody sees you, and it just keeps coming up in you, and you condemn your own self. But Romans 8:1 says, "Now that you're in this kingdom, there is no condemnation." Then you go on down to verse 33 and 34, and it says, "Who dare accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one. For God himself has given us right standing with himself." And if God said you're right, who's to say anything different? "Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ died for us and was raised to life for us. And he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand. And look what he's doing. He's pleading for us. So who can condemn you? Christ died for you. Who has a right to say anything? I'm not saying they won't. But what I'm saying is you don't have to take the condemnation. I mean, you know, everybody got a mouth and they can say whatever they want with their mouth. But if they put it on you, remember Romans 8:1, you're in this kingdom and there is no condemnation.